And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
With so many new films being sequels, remakes, spin-offs, and reboots right now, going to the movie theater regularly can feel like the film industry is creatively anemic. Originality seems farther away and less important than it used to. So when a new film is released with an original screenplay not adapted from an established intellectual property, it easily gets my attention. Australian brothers Danny and Michael Filippo had a lightning bolt hit with the 2022 horror film Talk to Me. Their second film is Bring Her Back, another supernatural horror film about death, trauma, and grief. After their father dies mysteriously in the shower, a teenage brother and sister are sent to live with an eccentric foster mother who has a taxidermied dog and a mute child of her own. As the strange behaviors start happening, one of the teenagers realizes some plans are in place for a murder or a possession. With consistent spiritual motifs of water and repeating circles, Bring Her Back doesn't feel like a supernatural horror film because the performances of the brother and sister are so emotional and so believably sad, trying to navigate their grief in silence. Instead, this film feels more like a psychological thriller of unsuspecting children being abused and victimized by a duplicitous adult. One of these foster children has severely limited vision, making the abuse even more heightened and sneaky. With the determined and unhinged performance of Sally Hawkins as the nefarious foster mother, Bring Her Back is partly inspired by the psycho-biddy horror subgenre, which became popular in the 1960s, featuring middle-aged women descending into madness and violence to maintain a grip on happier times from the past. This film reminds me of such psycho-biddy films as Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte with Bette Davis, Straight Jacket with Joan Crawford, and Whatever Happened to Aunt Alice with Geraldine Page. It's also reminiscent of the 1971 horror film See No Evil, when Mia Farrow plays a blind woman surrounded by dead bodies. In an interview for this film, co-director Danny Filippo said, "Death is really unfair, and it's really sudden. People don't get a resolution." I was hypnotized by this film completely. It totally transported me and will be an unforgettable experience for all who watch it. Do you believe in resurrection? Well, you might be convinced after watching this. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.